Hey there, Dr. Hans here. This is day two of 262 days of Bitcoin. I'm going to be breaking down over the course of this year why Bitcoin is the best investment opportunity of our lifetime. I do not want people in our community to miss out. As always, this is for informational purposes. Today, we're going to be looking at, is Bitcoin a scam? My perspective. So, is Bitcoin a scam? Before we dive into answering this question, I guess it's fair to check what the definition of a scam is, right? So, I went ahead and Googled scam. The definition that I got was a dishonest scheme or fraud. Another definition that I got was, it's the intentional use or a trick that is dishonest as a means to deprive someone else of their money, property, or legal right, right? So a dishonest way to take money or property from someone else. Okay, so now that we understand what a scam is, the question is Bitcoin a scam? I guess by that definition, the answer is no. And the simple reason, I'm going to go over multiple reasons why it's not a scam, but the simple reason is that Bitcoin is pretty much a code. For the most part, it's a code, right? There isn't someone else on the other side who is trying to take something from you, okay? So there isn't someone else who's trying to scam or take something of value or property from you. So this notion of Bitcoin is a scam doesn't really make a lot of sense. Now, why do people feel like Bitcoin is a scam? The simple answer is because Bitcoin is volatile. I'm sure one of these 262 days this year, I'll speak about Bitcoin's volatility. But it's important not to confuse volatility with an outright scam. Yes, Bitcoin is volatile, meaning the price can increase exponentially, and it can also decrease exponentially. But that doesn't make it a scam. In fact, the volatility is what can position holders of Bitcoin to be able to build enormous or exponential wealth. The truth is, anytime someone who is rational encounters Bitcoin for the very first time, it's quite common that the individual will say that Bitcoin is a scam. I mean, can you imagine looking from afar at an asset or an investment that can increase 1,000% or 200%, right? So far, since inception, Bitcoin has been averaging about 150 to 200% every year on average. The cumulative total returns of Bitcoin, I think, is about 1 million or 10 million percent. Think about that for a moment. And mind you, every 3 to 4 years, you can see about a 50 to 80% pullback with Bitcoin. So when individuals encounter that pullback, the first thing they default to is saying that Bitcoin is a scam. No, it's not a scam. It is volatile. When I first encountered Bitcoin, in 2016, I ignored it. I said it was a scam because it didn't make sense. How could there be this thing that could just make people rich? It didn't make sense. Like, it could just increase exponentially and people were making a ton of money. So the easy and simple thing that I said was that Bitcoin was a scam and I ignored it. But here is the fact about Bitcoin. You can ignore Bitcoin. It doesn't change the fact that Bitcoin isn't going anywhere. It's still going to be there, doing its thing, continue to grow exponentially, And at a certain point, it will catch your attention. That's what Bitcoin is created to do. Just by its setup, it will catch your attention. The question is, at what price? Bitcoin caught my attention when I noticed that some of the richest billionaires that made all of their money during the tech bull market, right? They invested heavily in tech. They created technology companies. When I noticed that these individuals, tech billionaires, were coming together to create a fund to invest billions of dollars into Bitcoin and crypto, that is when it caught my attention. Because I said to myself, what do I know that some of the smartest tech investors don't, right? Because they are clearly investing in this new asset, this new investment. So it caused me to pause for a moment and reevaluate my assumptions and come to the honest realization that I didn't know enough about this new asset to be able to judge it. And once I accepted that, I went on to study it. And after almost close to 6,000 hours of studying Bitcoin, crypto, now I realize this is one of the most unique inventions and innovations of our time. It's quite comparable to the creation or mass production of vehicles through Henry Ford, or the invention of the light bulb, or electricity, or the internet. This is a seminal moment. And I don't want to give up too much because we have 262 days to go over this as to why Bitcoin is, in my opinion, the best investment of our lifetime. So the question is Bitcoin a scam? I hope you understand that Bitcoin is just code. It's doing what it was created to do. To have a finite supply of this digital asset that is going to be produced over the next 100 years, and at a certain point, the creation of this asset is going to cease and we will only have a fixed quantity of Bitcoin. That fixed quantity is available to any and everyone on earth with access to an internet connection. No one is on the other side trying to sell you into something. Bitcoin is just code. It's an invention that is there for you to use. It is, in my opinion, one of the best properties, investments of our lifetime. The question is not if Bitcoin is a scam, because you understand it's not, right? No one is trying to take something from you. The better question is, are you comfortable with missing out if you don't take the time to learn more about this new asset? And that's why I've committed this entire year, 262 days, to educate you, right? To help you to realize how life-changing this new invention is and how it is, in my opinion, one of the greatest opportunities of our lifetime to fix the wealth gap and help individuals who might not have any or enough wealth be able to catapult themselves to a point where they are truly wealthy. And I'll explain why in other upcoming videos of 262 days of Bitcoin.